KO4ZEW, W4DJW. Hey, Ben.
I'm just headed downtown for the evening.
Oh, it's going pretty good. Got to go flying today. Trying to read my water meter with the SDR dongle at the moment. But I'm not having a whole lot of luck.
I'm going to do it with a HackRF, but I think that was a power meter.
Yeah, I was going for the water meter, and I read the gas meter. And I haven't read the power meter yet, but I read the gas meter. But I'm shooting for the water meter. I think I've got a leak in my underground watering system, and I have to shut it off. It's separate from the rest of the house, so I can shut the whole thing down. But it was running for a while before I knew it, and the water bill came in. It was pretty high, so now I want to get a handle on how much water I use.
Practical, not experimentation. Yeah, they should prorate your water bill if you have a leak, and you know that for that 1 month it's like way out of spec. They'll probably work with you.
Well, that's not a problem. I don't want to be doing that every month, because in addition to that, it erodes the land, right? So you're washing dirt away. I've brought in some topsoil to fill in some places where I didn't know why the land was eroding away, but it was eroding because the valve that lets the water go out to the sprinkler heads was letting water flow through. So it was going out to all the sprinkler heads, and from each one of them there was a little trough, an indentation in the dirt where you could see that water was flowing underneath of there, and it was taking dirt with it.
That is nasty. Well, I hope you track it down, and hopefully they'll work with you once you get the leak fixed.
I did check out how they do that. It's like for the first quantity of water that you use, it's a fixed price. And then for every 1,000 gallons you go over that, it's a price for that 1,000 gallons. And then it gets up to another level to where if you exceed that quantity, the price for 1,000 gallons goes up a little. And that's as high as it goes at that point. So it's kind of complicated figuring out how they do it. I had to build a spreadsheet that shows by how much you use, how much they charge, because it changes by a gallon. Pretty easy to build a spreadsheet to do that, but not easy to do in your head.
Like a reverse volume discount. Is that right? It goes up in increments the more you use when you hit certain thresholds?
That's affirmative. There's a bare minimum, right? And until you reach that threshold, it's going to cost that much, regardless of how much you use. And then they start charging after that bare minimum is met. They start charging by the thousands of gallons. And then once you hit a threshold above that, they increase the price per 1,000 a gallon. So, yeah, it's incentive not to use as much is what it is, instead of incentive to use more.
And this applies to residential, not just commercial?
Well, commercial has a different plan. They have both plans. I was just looking at the residential plan.
Sound like a good plan if you own a pool. That sounds like those are the people they're going after.
Yeah, I don't know how often you change out the water or you add it. I know, so I've been monitoring ours for 2 months now. And when we don't water the grass, we use about 70 to 120 gallons a day, depending on whether you wash a load of clothes or you run the dishwasher. You know, if all the stars align and everybody takes a shower and the dishwasher runs and the clothes washer runs, we use about 150 gallons a day. If we run the sprinkler one time, that's another 440 gallons. And sometimes run a sprinkler two or three times a day when it's really hot. So it's easy to rack up the thousands of gallons, but nothing like a leak. None of that is anywhere close to how much you use if you've got a constant leak.
I'm surprised that sprinklers use that much in just like one cycle.
Well, I don't know how. I think it's about an acre of land, maybe an acre and a half. but there's six zones, and each zone has like five sprinkler heads minimum, and the pressure is really good. Where I'm at the bottom of a hill, so it's got some really good pressure. It comes out of all five of those heads pretty high, and I only let it stay 5 minutes per zone. So with six zones, 5 minutes per zone, 30-minute cycle, and it's got the whole yard watered. And it took 440 gallons to do it.
Downtown, I might get a little spotty, but it sounds like you have it optimized for as best as it can be.
Yeah, and back hot, that's when I discovered I had the leak. So I kind of cut it back, which the grass really suffered because it was really hot and there was no rain there for a little bit. But for the first part of this month, I haven't had it on at all. So August looks really good on average per day, whereas July looks pretty bad on average per day.
Break in the weather is over the past several days has been really good for it. It's been damp and cool.
Yeah, it's starting to recover now from the drought that it was in. But going into Greenville, you're not missing a beat. You sound rock solid. You're still 100% rock solid. Are you on Wade Hampton going into Greenville or 385 going into Greenville?
I'm on the other side of the Bilo Center right now. Going to my experimental computing club. We're going to look at Tiny ML, Tiny Machine Learning, which is microprocess like Arduino or Raspberry Pi machine learning.
Well, that sounds fun. Have you ever written any AI code?
I'm the opposite. I have had AI help me write some code, which I then tweaked up and made work for myself. But no. So this is going to be a real learning experience.
I think you're going to enjoy that. I've touched on it a couple of times, built a few little small programs that would learn on their own. It's very interesting, right? That's why NVIDIA is doing so well. Requires a lot of computing power. And the way they do it is they break it up into little GPUs, right? Instead of one big CPU, they have thousands of GPUs. And the reason I did that is because I have one of their GPUs that has 2,240 CPUs on one GPU. And boy, I tell you, you can get some work done when you put 2,240 CPUs to work all simultaneously working on the same problem. You can outrun a high-performance computer in no time with that.
That's a lot of cores. That's some serious multi-threading. May I say hyper-threading maybe even.
Well, each core isn't really big, but each core can handle, you build routines and then you hand it to the handler and it spreads it out and then recollects all the data. I don't know if you've ever done distributed computing competition like they did with SETI. Or any of the other big distributed computing competitions, but you break your work up into work units, and then you pass it out, and there's a leveler that levels the work across all the CPUs, and then there's an assembler that assembles all the results.
Yeah, I've not done any distributed computing like that, but I'm familiar with it, as you said, especially through SETI.
I did a lot of that when COVID hit. They set some special ones up that would look at the human genome. They had already had that set up because they've been looking at the human genome for years, but they tuned it for COVID. And what they don't tune it to find anything, they tune it to find nothing, right? So they do these theoretical experiments, and then they do an analysis to see where it comes out. And if it comes out that it's a wash, it's not going to make anything, then they use that information to tell the scientists where not to look. Don't waste your time looking here because this ain't going nowhere. That kind of thing. Looks like you may have gone behind the building because all you did was pull the repeater up and let it drop that last time. I'll wait to see if you come back out of it. If not, and you can still hear me, have a good day. KO4ZEW, W4DJW.
ZEW, I'm about to pull into a parking garage, so good talking to you. I'll catch up with you soon, and if I get a chance, I'll let you know how the Tiny ML stuff works out.
That would be very interesting. Do let me know, and enjoy it. And you were 100% into the repeater that time. KO4ZEW, W4DJW, clear.
ZEW, clear.